In the books, Quidditch is played by witches and wizards on flying broomsticks. So to adapt the game to our gravity-bound world, the Sitka Public Library had to get creative.
What spell is used to conjure the dark mark?
This is tabletop Quidditch. It looks a bit like ping pong, except students have to bounce balls off the table through one of three hoops and into a cup on the other side. If they make it, they get a point. If they sink it in the cup but miss the hoop, they have to answer a trivia question.
Who teaches Defense Against the Dark Arts in Harry's third year at Hogwarts?
Professor R.J. Lupin.
The students are on their game. But the biggest fan here might be the librarian herself. Maite Lorente has always been a big fan of everyone's favorite bespectacled boy wizard. So much so, she named her dog after him.
When the seventh book finally was published, that same summer my dog was born, and he... The poor thing has to carry the name Harry Potter forever because of that passion of mine, so yes.
So when she heard the theme for summer reading programs across the country was On Your Mark, Get Set, Read, encouraging kids to go outdoors and be active, she just knew she had to incorporate the wizarding world's favorite pastime.
And at the beginning we wanted to do an outdoors one, but that would have required a ton of time and organization and probably a ton of volunteers, and we didn't have, this summer has been very busy, so we just decided to go for an indoors Quidditch tournament.
She researched her options online and transformed a ping pong table into a Quidditch arena. Players have to hold onto a real broom with one hand while they toss the ping pong quaffles with the other. But there was a bit of confusion about the brooms at the beginning.
There was a moment where I realized that I had to explain to them that we were not going to be flying with brooms. And I think some of them got a little bit disappointed about the fact, but I just explained to them that librarians can do almost everything, but to this date, I don't think none of us have gotten the secret of how to fly with a broom yet.
But the kids didn't end up being too disappointed. They got pretty into it. Elliot played for Gryffindor, and he says there were a few moments where he wondered whether they'd make it to the end of the tournament.
It was pretty fun and pretty tense. Like, well, sometimes, like, I felt like whenever, like, one team got the snitch, I got really scared, wishing they won't get it in to a cup. I was glad Slytherin didn't win that round because they did pretty good. It's just like they were doing really good. That's why I didn't want them to win that, so we had an easier time.
It's easy to lionize Gryffindor, but each house has its merits. Ravenclaw is smart, Hufflepuff is kind, and Slytherin is ambitious.
I love when they come and they say, I want to be in the Hufflepuff house. You know, like you assume that Gryffindor, and that was the case, was going to be filled right away, but the other ones not. So when I have a Ravenclaw or a Hufflepuff or a Slytherin coming, that, you know, makes my day.
Whatever house you decide on, one thing is clear. The wand may choose the wizard, but in the magical Potterverse, you can always choose to be yourself. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.